Members, if you could go ahead and take your seats, we'll get started with today's Finance and Facilities Subcommittee meeting. Good afternoon, or good morning, everybody. Cheryl, please start us off by calling the roll.
Chair Yarbrough.
Here.
Representatives Benjamin, Botana.
Here.
Bussetta Cabreras is excused. Caruso.
Good morning.
Cheney.
Here.
Duran is excused. Garrison.
Here.
Hanchowski.
Here.
Joseph is excused. Coster.
Here.
Mello.
Here.
Mooney.
Here.
Morales. Persons Mullica.
Here.
Sossaman.
Here.
Stevenson.
Here.
Tant.
Here.
Quorum is present.
Thank you, Cheryl. Members, make sure you silence your phones or other electronics, please, as we start. And again, good morning. Members, we have two bills today. We're going to start taking up some bills for our subcommittee. First, we have HB 469, Patient Care and Healthcare Facilities, by Representative Tribolsi. Representative, good morning. You're recognized to present your bill.
Good morning, Chairman, and thank you. And thank you, Vice Chair and members of the committee, for hearing HB 469. This bill revises provisions relating to medications and devices with which certified nursing assistants and home health aides may assist patients in self-administration. The legislation specifies staffing requirements for advanced life support ambulances during inter-facility transfers. It also revises the list of medications that registered nurses may delegate administration of to certified nursing assistants or home health aides. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Tribolsi. Members, do we have questions on the bill? We do have some amendments we'll get to, but any questions on the bill? Okay, seeing none. We do have two amendments, Representative Tribolsi. First is barcode 220307. You're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you. Both amendments correct a drafting issue in the current ALF statute. The ALF statute authorizes home health aides and CNAs to assist residents with self-administration of medication. However, this statute includes certain non-medication-related tasks as administration of medication when no medication is involved. Simply put, helping with devices, equipment, and stockings or taking vital signs are not assisting with the administration of medication. So current statute inaccurately describes these activities. Because the home health agency portion of the bill is modeled on the ALF provision to provide the consistency, which is one of the primary purposes of the bill, this portion of the bill has the same drafting issue. The amendment fixes this too. There are two amendments and they're both technical.
Okay, thank you for explaining the amendment. Members, any questions on the amendment? Representative Hanchowski, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you very much, Chair. Rep. Tribolsi, thank you very much for this bill. I just wanted to ask on the amendment. I've been told when you have an insulin pen, some of them are filled with many doses, and you have to turn a dial. So when you talk about the insulin syringe that is pre-filled, will the pen also be pre-filled to just that one dosage, or will it have multiple dosages in it?
You're recognized.
Thank you for that question. And yes, thank you for reaching out to me this morning as well. It states also in the staff analysis so that you can have clarification for that in writing that these are pre-dosed pens.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Additional questions on the amendment? Okay. Seeing none, we will show that we have no public testimony on the amendments. Okay. Thank you. So any debate on the amendment, members? Okay, seeing none, we will show that amendment adopted without objection. An amendment two, just to keep us in order here, you already touched on it, Representative Tribolsi, but just so we can get it in proper posture, amendment barcode 703315, you recognize to offer any additional explanation on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No additional information. These are just technical issues.
Okay, thank you. Members, any questions on the second amendment? Representative Hanchowski, you recognize.
Thank you, Chair. Rep. Tribolsi, I just had a question regarding on page 6 of the Second Amendment. It says assistance with other tasks includes. Is it possible to put something in there like the word only so that it's not just saying, it's not leaving it open that other tasks could be included as well?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Could you just clarify that for me one more time? I apologize.
You're recognized.
Yes, and this is just a comment. This isn't going to change my vote on this or anything, but I just wanted to make sure that it's clear that it includes these and nothing beyond these. Do you know what I mean? So that it would say assistance with other tasks only includes.
Representative Franceschi, can you mention where you
are? Line 117 on page 6.
Of the second amendment. 117. Okay. And I'm told in conferring with staff that this does mean exclusivity for only these items. I certainly don't want to speak for the sponsor if we might want to look at a change, but our understanding and intent is that it only be exclusive
thank
to that
you.
List. So. All right, thank you. Any additional questions on this amendment? Okay, seeing none, we have no amendments to the amendment and no public testimony. Members, we're now in debate on the amendment. Any debate? Seeing none, we will show that amendment adopted without objection. So we're now back on the bill as amended. Any public testimony on the bill as amended? Okay. All right, we have two with us today. Martha Edenfield with Florida Ambulance Association. Waving in support. Thank you, Martha. Appreciate you being here. And Jennifer Ungrew with Home Care Association of America. Okay, thank you. Waving in support. That completes our appearance cards for public testimony. Members wishing to debate. Any members wishing to debate on the bill as amended? Vice Chair Caruso, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you, Representative, for bringing this great bill forward. You know, with the shortage of medical treatment providers in our state, this bill allows CNAs who are completely qualified to carry out some of the duties that typically are now required by a doctor. So it's a very common sense bill. I love it, and I'm up on it. Hope everybody else is.
Additional debate. Okay, seeing none, Representative Trabolsi, recognized close on your bill.
I waive close, Chair.
All right, Representative Trabolsi having waived close. Cheryl, please call the roll on House Bill 469 and announce the vote.
Representatives Benjamin.
Here and yes.
Botana.
Yes.
Caruso.
Yes.
Cheney.
Yes.
Garrison.
Yes.
Hanchofsky.
Yes.
Coster.
Yes.
Mello.
Yes.
Mooney.
Yes.
Morales.
I apologize for being late, and yes.
Persons Mullica.
Yes.
Salzman.
Yes.
Stevenson.
Yes.
Tant.
Yes.
Chair Yarbrough.
Yes.
15 yays, 0 nays.
Thank you, Cheryl. By your action, we will show the bill as reported favorably as amended. Thank you, Representative.
Thank you. Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you. Thank you. Members, our next bill, our second bill, will be House Bill 459, Step Therapy Protocols, by Representative Wilhite. Representative, good morning, and you are recognized to explain your bill.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Thank you for the opportunity to present House Bill 459.
Pull the mic down just a little bit.
Thank you. Better, Chair?
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
I know you know that if there's new lights, you're certainly lit up, but I guess you got to be able to hear, too. So
yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Those are lights of ray of sunshine in each and every one of you. Of course, I was sitting there yesterday and felt the same thing. House Bill 459 is a bill that we worked on last year, but it's also been worked on for 20 years. And the idea in the discussion of step therapy, and I'm sure many of you know what it is, but it's the process where a doctor prescribes a prescription, and you go to your pharmacy to fill it, and the pharmacist says, well, you're insurance doesn't cover that medication, so we're going to have to try you on another medication. And you're going to be on that medication unless it fails, and then we're going to try you on another medication. If that one doesn't work, that one fails, and we're going to try you on another one. And it ultimately may get to the one that your doctor originally prescribed. And so what I'm really calling this bill is the ping-pong patient bill. And the patient is the net in the middle, because all they want is the treatment and care to get better. And we're not just talking about physical treatment. We're talking about mental treatment as well, because when you're sick and not feeling well, and not getting better, it starts to affect you, your job, your family, and a lot of different things. And so all this bill is attempting to do is to try and set up a procedure and a protocol and exemptions. And every one of us in life, when someone tells us no or says that's not going to work, we want to ask why. And that's what this bill is offering to do. Tell me why I can't get that medication. Tell me how long I'll be on another medication. Tell me what medications I have to try before I get back to the one where the doctor prescribed the original one. And so we're just setting up a framework for this, and I know that many of you probably have experienced this. I know that I have, being in this situation where you pay your insurance and you assume that when you go to your doctor and you pay your doctor bill, and that you assume that treatment is going to be there and you're going to get better, because that's all you really care about, right? You went to your doctor to get better, And so when you're not getting there, it takes longer. People want to know why. And so, again, this bill is just setting up a framework. It defines step therapy, puts some things in place, it puts some denial requests in there. You have to get an explanation in writing for your denial and why. And so I'm hoping that you understand how important this is to patients and underline that this bill is all about patient care, patient health, and getting them back to a road to prosperity. And so with that, Mr. Chairman, I ask for your favorable support on this bill and appreciate the opportunity to present this bill again this year.
Thank you for explaining the bill, Representative Wilhite. Members, we're now open for questions on the bill. Questions on the bill? Okay. Seeing no questions, we have no amendments on the bill. Do we have public testimony? We have a few cards here. Let's see. Chris Lyon, Florida Osteopathic Medical Association. Not here, but waving in support. Okay. Sherry Hickey, Florida Medical Association. Thank you. Waving in support. Etta Fernandez with AARP. But showing waving in support. Amanda Frazier, American Diabetes Association. Waving in support. Thank you. That concludes our public appearance forms. Thank you. All right, members, we're now in debate on the bill. Members wishing to debate. Any debate? Okay, seeing none. Representative Wilhite, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Wave close, Chair.
Representative Wilhite, having waved close, Chair will please call the roll on House Bill 459 and announce the vote.
Representatives Benjamin?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Caruso?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Garrison?
Yes.
Panchofsky?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Persons Mullica?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Chair Yarbrough?
Yes.
15 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Cheryl. By your action, we will show House Bill 459 reported favorably. Thank you, Representative
Wood. Thank you, colleagues. I wish you happy holidays.
Thank you. Okay, members, this concludes our agenda for today, a short meeting. Thank you for your work this week, not only our committee today, but also the rest of the week. It's been a busy week. And I wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, and we will see everybody back in January. Okay, thank you. Seeing no further business, Representative Stevenson moves we rise. Without objection, the meeting's adjourned.